Now, if he starts being mastic in the middle of the kind of soil, maybe it's too late. And it's like he's finished with Esther, and it could be he's got to start the whole thing again. So some poskim say it's better not to answer, just listen. And you're yotze with your listening, kedusha, like in the middle of Shemon Esra. Others say, no, that's still okay, you're still allowed to answer, and you can still go back to it and say, oh, Baruch Hanin, it's a machlokas, I can't tell you what to do, it's a machlokas, what to do. So machlokas are poskim. Okay, well, so that's more or less what we said yesterday. That's what we're up to from yesterday's shiur. Now today's shiur, that's very interesting, and that is a whole new topic now, and that is a person ever allowed to move around in Shemon Esra? But he's done his Shemon Esra, and he's got a need to move around. Is there ever a heter for him to move around? He's got to move around, is he? Can he walk around his Shemon Esra?
No, how can he move around?
Oh, that's a good question, Moshe. Good point. Which wants to how can he move around? How can he move in Shemon Esra? So the first halacha is very interesting halacha, which I looked up today, very interesting halacha, is that someone has to go to the toilet in Shemon Esra. He started Shemon Esra, he has to go to the Beis HaKissi. Yeah, Moshe. Now, let's say he started off a heter. He started off, he didn't need to go. Now, in the middle of Shemon Esra, he's got a very strong urge to go to Shemon Esra. He's got a very strong urge to go to Beis HaKissi. So he's got a problem. What should he do? So the Maaser, the Poskim say like this, the Mishmur says, if he can hold himself back, and he can finish off Shemon Esra, then he should do that. Even though it's difficult, it's not ideal, he should be done in Esra Maaser. But the Maaser, you're allowed to, what do you call it, even though he's in the mouth of Shaksu, his mum is struggling there, he's allowed to still carry on. Some say he's in the mouth, we'll cover right there. If Lamaisi can't carry on, Lamaisi, he can't, he's got to stop. Lamaisi, he knows he can't carry on like this, yeah? So Lamaisi, he stops. He goes to the Beis HaKissi. Now, it's interesting a lot of that, because he's allowed to go. He's allowed to go to the case. Shai number one is when he comes back. First of all, Shai number one is, when he comes back, where does he go to? Does he carry on Shemon Esra where he was, or does he start the whole thing again? That's Shai number one. You hear what she? Does he have to start the whole thing again, or does he go from where he left off?
First
Shai is Ashi Yotza. Ashi Yotza is no Shai. You still can't say Ashi Yotza in Shemon Esra. Ashi Yotza is Zich Astaway. There's no Shai about that. Yeah, even if he starts again, I think he does it before Ashi Yotza.
He's been to the toilet,
Moshi. He's finished on the toilet. Now he's come back. He wants to know what to do. So it's two shayles, first of all. Shayle number is one, where do you start from? Shayle number two is, where do you go to start from? Do you start at the first place where you come into shul, or do you go back to the place where you were when you started Shemon Esra? Moshe wants to know why. So I might say, it looks like from Mr. Brewer says quite clearly that when you come back and you start from where you left off. Oh, I forgot to mention one thing. That means someone's in the middle of, let's say, Baruch Aleinu, and he can't control himself anymore. He has to go to the toilets. He can't hold himself back. It means ideally, one should try and hold himself back and finish off the Shemon Esra. Yeah? That's what ideally is. He can't. This person knows he can't. So what he should do is he should finish off that Baruch Aleinu, tell him a Baruch Hashonim. Then he goes out to the toilet. Now, when he comes back, so Mishnah Brura says that you go from to Kavah Shofar. So you start the next one, you start to Kavah Shofar. But there's an important condition. Someone just asked me something. I was outside. I said, what am I speaking about? I told him about this. He says, oh, that's very interesting. Then he said to me, and this is the part which Mishnah Brura speaks about, that if someone was in the toilet long enough, that it's sure, could they lick as kudoi, that it would take him that time to say the whole of Shemon Esra. So that's a hefsuk. Because since in the toilet you can't daven, that's a proper hefsuk. So let's say someone takes 5 minutes to daven Shemon Esra. And this person got stuck in the Beis HaKissi for 6 minutes, or 5 minutes over. So it takes him longer, he was away longer than the time it was taken to say the whole Shemon Esra. He has to start the whole Shemon Esra from the beginning again.
And
women? Women the same thing, Moshe. No difference between women and men. He has to start the whole thing again, because he's been sure, because they link with Kula. But, I must say, it's an important point, this, because this sure, because they link with Kula, is only when you can't daven. So in a Beis HaKissi, you can't daven. But when he comes out, and till he's going to the Beis HaKissi, he also can't be daven, because he needs to be excused. So all that time, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he looks at his clock, he's davening at 9 o'clock, he goes out to the Beis HaKissi at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, the clock starts ticking. At 9 o'clock, he's really can't daven anymore. So he's got normally 5 minutes for him to daven. So till 9.05 he's got. Let's say he finishes the Beis HaKissi at 9.04, and he comes out. At 9.04, he could really daven now. So then, that's not included in the time period, even though he only gets back to his seat at 9.07. Because from 9:04, when he's finished needing to be excused, he couldn't really daven in effect. So that is not called a hefsek, and that is not including the time period. So it's important to know this, but it's very important actually, the Rambam says, Sharling Moyes Kula, someone got stuck in the Beis HaKisei, all that time, where he can't daven in the Beis HaKisei, then the clock starts ticking, and he might have to start the whole Shema Yisrael again. If not, if it's less than that time, then he carries on from where he left off.
From
the time he can't, he has stopped davening.
Up to, or from the beginning?
What?
From the beginning?
Yeah, the whole Shema Yisrael. It's the whole period of Shema Yisrael. Quite a good question, actually. Good question. You've got the whole time, the whole block have you got. So let's say it takes normally 5 minutes for Shema Yisrael. You've got a 5 minute slot. You're right, it's up to Sim Sholem. So from now, from Sim Sholem to the end, it's a minute. But you don't count, it's not a minute. You've got the whole block of Shmuel Esra. So then you've got the whole 5 minutes of Shmuel Esra. So there's an advantage. Someone does a very quick Shmuel Esra, takes only 2 minutes down Shmuel Esra, he's got a very short time. Someone takes a long time down Shmuel Esra, he's got a longer time to be out. Yeah? You measure it according to each person himself. That is how it's going to be measured out. That is halacha number one. Such a person is allowed to move off from his seat, and he goes, in fact, halacha is that he comes back, and ideally he should go back to where he started from. He goes back to the same place where he was davening. I mean, he shouldn't daven by the door, which is when he comes in. He should go back to his original place where he was davening and carry on. If he's embarrassed, he's not even want to see coming in, a bit awkward, very awkward such a thing. So the maestro then, if there's a bush involved, he'll have to daven somewhere else. He can daven, finish off the shmoneh somewhere else.
Can
he not daven in the garden? If he's in bad boys, he wants to in the garden, he can daven in the garden. But that is the halacha of what he should do, yeah?
He goes back to his place, he might have to move the cases in
front of other people. That's not a problem, so that's also not ideal. So then you should daven in the original, you shouldn't go back to your place, people are davening Shmoneh Esra. And that's the thing, I've seen this once actually happen, someone else, it's a very kosher person actually. But in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, he just walked out. Obviously, he had to go somewhere. He couldn't help it. Might have happened. I mean, we're talking about obviously this guy started beheading. He mustn't start from this. He needs to be excused. So we're talking about a guy started. He didn't feel he needs to go to the toilet at all. And all of a sudden, in the middle, he had this urge to go. Might have got problems. So this is what the halacha is. That is halacha number one. Number two is, let's say, for example, the phone is, someone's dumbing, let's say, for example, at home. He's dumbing without kavana. All of a sudden, Moshe's phone rings. And this guy doesn't stop. He's ringing and he's ringing and he's ringing and he's ringing and he's ringing, he doesn't stop. Or someone's ringing your doorbell, he doesn't stop ringing your doorbell. And it's very disturbing in your Shmoneh Esra. I can't concentrate on my Shmoneh Esra like this. So the Ma'aseh Halacha is, if it disturbs your kavon, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to move off your place and either take the phone off the hook or open the door. You can't speak, obviously, but you're allowed to take the phone off the hook or open the front door in order for your kavonah not to be disturbed. You're allowed to walk around to stop this disturbance that's disturbing you. Only if it disturbs you, Moshe, you know, but if the person doesn't mind the phone ring, doesn't bother him, we can put his finger in his ear, it doesn't disturb him, then he can't do it. We're talking about a case of where it's disturbing the person and he cannot concentrate properly. So there's no other option. The doorbell's ringing, you can't stop. The bell doesn't stop ringing. The guy didn't take his finger off the bell. Reminds me of that Shiloh Moshe. On Shiloh, I don't know what you answer this question. It's very interesting. Shiloh on Shabbos, someone by mistake puts his finger on the doorbell. And he pushes the doorbell, and the bell goes. So now, let's say it's one of these with a constant ringer. Shiloh, what better to do? Is it better to take your finger off? Which is breaking the circuit. Or is it better to leave your finger on?
Can you say
today's our stable? Yeah, you can tell the goyim, it's a good idea. You can tell the non-Jew. You can do that, Moshe. You find one local, but you don't always find one. They're never there when you want the Moshe.
I know, I'm
just saying. Sorry, so what?
Why do you want the Moshe?
Why not?
You think I'm doing the
Moshe? Yeah. Maybe you can't move off. You're breaking the circuit. What?
Can you physically do that
24 times? Okay, I'm your knowingness, but I'm saying, what's better to do? The shy is to do it on both. That's the shy, what's better? What? What? I mean, the circuit's made already. The circuit's made already when you put the foot on well. Don't know what's better. That's an answer. That's a lock. Yeah, could be a setter. You can't do an Istra Bonham Shabbos,
though. So, the
Torah,
like, a person.
No. It's not. That's not ahead of that. I must tell you, that's not. I always, a lot of people say it, but it's not ahead of that. The biggest riot is, you know, someone's got a shofar stuck in the tree on Rosh Hashanah. Melissa, he's got no other shofar to use. The only shofar is stuck in the tree. Can he knock that shofar down with a shimmy? Take it down? Can't. There's no shofar that year. He does not blow shofar. He's been vakum the same in our Torah. But he can't do it. The Rabbanan say you can't take something off a tree on the Yomtiv. So he loses the mitzvah of blowing shofar, even though it's very inconvenient. It's true. What? Okay, you have to know.
So here, it'll be tough for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much sour that is, holding your finger. Well, it could be, first of all, it could be an hour, so that's how long it is, okay?
Could he have, a
goy?
A goy to put his finger.
Yeah, if you could do that, that's what Moshe said. So switch it, or change it around with a non-Jew. Yeah, you could do that, Lachera, if you can manage that. If you find one you can do it to. That was another one. The other one is, well, this is another issue, Lachera. I've got tried to look at Mishnah Berurah now, but the Mishnah Berurah speaks about ancient Lachera. Someone's a Mishnah Esra. Let's say, for example, a Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday morning, Moshe Shacharis, he forgot Yalav Yodhi. Now, he gets a bit confused. You can't remember what's halacha. Forget Yalav Yodhi. You have to go back. Don't go back. So he knows, in the Mishnah Berurah, he knows where he is to look up. He's allowed to go to the Mishnah Berurah and look up the halacha, actually. But Shacharis has to go back. Now, the question is, the Maisa, let's say he knows where he is. Who are Din, says Mishnah Berurah, even near Elise, says Mishnah Berurah. Not only that, but who are Din, if there's no sefer there, but there's a Rav there. He's allowed to ask the Rav, Moshe, what the halacha is. Or he can ask anyone who knows the halacha, what am I supposed to do? Again, it's not ideal. This is all obviously not ideal. But he's allowed to do it. If he's stuck, there's no other option what to do, he's allowed to do this. Actually, we'll see a bit later. I'm about to jump to this now. I was looking at the sefer in Hilchus Bikkur Cholim. There's a sefer on being in the hospital. So he says a very interesting thing over there. He says, a patient, for example, is davening Shemoneh Esrei. But you know what it's like? It's almost guaranteed that when you daven Shemoneh Esrei in the hospital, the someone comes along to ask you something. I've had it once. Actually, I took one of my children once to A&E in Krumsel a few years ago. I remember it was Chodesh on Friday. And I said, we waited there for I don't know how long. So I said to myself, you know, it's very late. He said, I'm going to daven Mincha. I better daven Mincha. So you know what happens? You start Mincha. I was up to Moedim, all of a sudden the doctor calls so-and-so Weisbach come through. I don't know what to do. The Weisbach, we know Shemoneh Esrei, very awkward. So the Weisbach, I finished off Shemoneh Esrei. This is what I did. No, I'm not sure. I finished off Shemoneh Esrei. And then I went back into the waiting room. I said to people there, I apologize. I'm very sorry holding everyone back here. I hope sorry. I said, no, sir. They said to me, you're in the middle of praying. You shouldn't stop. He said to me, that's very impressive. Then the doctor came out. I said, I'm very sorry. He said, no, sir, no problem at all. Let me see you now. So he saw me, it was all right. Now, the question is, the son's not always so easy. So he speaks about there, that's safe for Bikkur Cholim. What happens if someone is davening Shemoneh Esrei, as a patient, is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he knows it's very possible the security is going to move him off, or someone's going to come and tell him something? What should he do? So he says, an interesting thing what he said. He says, what he advises is to write a note before you start Shemoneh Esrei, explaining that I'm in my prayer service, I can't really speak now, can I speak to you later? He says, that's the ideal to do. To write a note before you start davening, explaining what's going on. So if you didn't do that, he says you're allowed to write a note in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei Moshe and show it to the security guard or whatever that you can't move off like that without speaking. If the mice, the security guard, is not happy with that and you have to move off, he says you're allowed to move off. It disturbs your kavanah. It's the same as like the bell. So if it disturbs your kavanah, because the security guard is nudging you to move off, you're allowed to move off from your place and go somewhere else. But you should not speak in the middle of davening.
Do you
stay to him when? No, you should not stay to him. You should write a note to him, Moshe, that I'm in the middle of my prayer service. I can't really speak. I'm sorry. I'm going to move off and I'll speak to you soon. He says, ideally, that note should be written before you start davening. There's a whole shout about ksiva in the middle of it. Is it called a hefzer? But I say, if you didn't do it, he says, it's still better than speaking. It's better to write the note in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And excuse yourself for what you're doing. That's what he says. That was another interesting halacha. There's another also interesting halacha. Let's say someone's in the Shemoneh Esrei and he hears something falling on the floor. He sees a sefer falling on the floor. And no one's picking it up. He's the only one who heard it. And it disturbs him again. This disturbs him that there's a sefer on the floor with no one doing anything about it. So in such a case, if it disturbs his kavanah, he's allowed to move from his place in Shemoneh Esrei. He's allowed to pick it up and put it on the table. Again, this is to what disturbs him. If it doesn't disturb him, it's not bothering him in the Shemoneh Esrei, then he should leave it. But if it disturbs him, it disturbs his kavana, he's allowed to actually go and pick it up and put it on the side. That's very interesting, yeah? Another thing that's also very interesting is, let's say, for example, a rov in your shul, or an honorable person in shul, who's done Shemon Esra, and it's very quiet there. They haven't started because the shuts. He's wondering what's going on. He looks around. He says, everyone's waiting for him to finish, which is very, very disturbing. It might say, Shemon Esra, it's very, very disturbing. So he can actually murmur others for them to start without him. If that doesn't work... What? You should wait for him. It takes a very long time. It's once it takes a very long time. And I don't want to wait for him. So he said, but yeah, if one's money stuck, one can do what he's just done himself. In the minute when Esther, pretend he's finished, and then they'll start. It's not ideal, but if you're stuck, it's a decision. That's what you can do. All right, Moishe, stop there. Yeah, Moishe, if it takes a long time, it doesn't want him to wait. It's disturbing.